Mix 94.7 KMCH on a Thursday morning, 8:10, guest of the daytime. You've caught it right here, Marcel Kalkutsky. How are you, good sir?
I'm good. How are you this morning, Justin?
Good. Good. It looks a little wintry out there, eh?
It does look more. It's, you know, last through, what, 3 days in a row here?
Yeah.
But today it's more that fluffy snow.
That, like, snow globe
you,
sort you of
You would
stuff.
Know that better being...
No, I still have nightmares. I'm like, nope, never want to talk about it again. It's now bring the truck season is what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
And you guys have been busy over there at Beckman Catholic. What's been keeping you all busy?
Well, we had our school board meeting last evening, and so the board did take action on a couple items. First one, I've talked a lot about for the past couple years doing these, coming in each month, about strategic planning.
Mm-hmm.
We're engaged in that process, and one of our goals is really to look at doing some efficiencies and sharing how we can work better with our elementary school partners, in particular Xavier Elementary. This year we're doing board meetings together as part of that to help everybody to know things that are going on. Both boards last night approved us putting together a task force kind of to look a little more at those things about how can we work together more effectively as well.
Okay.
So we're going to be starting to do some work on that in the next couple weeks. Our board doesn't meet in December, so the idea is to come back with kind of an interim report in January to kind of see where we want to go with that. So we have some board members from both schools, along with members of our finance councils that have volunteered to be a part of that. So we'll be getting that process started up.
Nice.
One of the other things we did last night is that we looked at assessment data. And so the non-public schools don't have those performance profiles. If you go onto the Iowa Department of Education website, which you can see for public schools. So we shared some information on our ISASP data from last spring, and those are those statewide tests that everybody takes in the state. And then we also shared some of our ACT data. Good news on our end is both of those assessments were above the state and national average on the ACT, and we're above state averages on the ISASP test. So we're very pleased with what we have for those results, and I know we're going to be publishing those out here in probably the next week or two so people can take a look at some of that data.
Awesome. And then we'll preview December because you got some fun stuff coming up for December. But before we get there, let's hit the family brag board a little bit.
So we'll talk a little bit about some student success. So we did get results from the National Agri-Science Fair. We did learn through that process that Beckman Catholic had the most students qualify in the top 10 of any school in the United States that's in an FFA chapter program. So that's a really great, we were thrilled with 24 students qualifying in the top 10 when we learned that as well. That's a great testament to our students, Mrs. Kleesner, who's our science advisor for those projects, and also Mrs. Mauser. So we had two national champions, two runners up. Everybody else came in the top 10.
And we should mention, too, this is still a relatively young FFA chapter,
right,
too.
Right, we started, the FFA chapter was chartered right about 4 months before I began as principal in 2018. We were merged at that time previously with Maquoketa Valley.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking less than 5 years of having our own chapter and seeing some great success there. So that was a great opportunity for our students. Fall sports have come to a conclusion. We're moving into winter sports. Volleyball team made a nice playoff run. Our girls cross country team, best finish they've ever had in school history. Last year was the first time the team made it.
Mm-hmm.
They placed ninth. This year they placed fourth. So that's a great improvement.
So
over
next
the course
year,
of the year,
playing the numbers, they're going to win it all.
That's what we told them. We're just going to keep moving up. And we did have a 10th place finisher at the state meet. Julia Mertz was in the top 10.
Awesome.
And she came in, I think, 41st last year. So great improvement there.
No kidding.
There as well. And we had a couple runners that weren't 100% healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So to make that finish as well was great. The girls were hoping to bring a trophy because there's no. We don't have any hardware for the cross country team, so their goal was third or better. Fourth place is still a phenomenal finish.
Right there at it. That's the best part.
So that's a little bit about where we were with fall sports. Winter sports are getting started Monday next week. We have a scrimmage over at Western Dubuque for the boys basketball teams. That's at 6:00 at Epworth. It is it's kind of a fundraising type of event. If you want to come that night at 6:00, the suggested donations to bring a food item. Western Dubuque's student government does a lot of stuff with Resources Unite out of the Dubuque area, so they're trying to help fill the food pantry. So
cool.
If you come to that game, admission is just to bring a non-perishable food item to come in.
And you could bring more than one if you
absolutely
want to.
Absolutely.
You don't have to bring just one.
So now, it's their year to host. So
oh, cool.
If folks are interested in going over and seeing that scrimmage, it's Monday night.
On the school website, I bring this up just because I saw it a couple weeks ago. You've got the brand new merchandise store open with the new name, the new logo and everything.
Yep. Most of those pieces are for us when we do those, they're open for a short window of time. Mm-hmm. But St. Francis Xavier also has some apparel that would match up with the logo as well. So if you missed our store, you can go take a look at their website because I know they still have some available too.
And then next month, mark your radio, mark your calendar. Yeah. Marcel's going to be with us twice. We'll do our usual song and dance routine on the 15th.
Yep.
And then literally, you're going to bring as many of the choir as we can fit in the studio on the 21st.
Yeah, we're going to try to do that. We've done that the past couple years. The kids, now the kids really look forward to it. We do a music tour earlier, and we'll be doing one on Monday, so that's a good reason we didn't pick Monday. We go out to the area elementary schools in the area, and we do a little concert for them with the choir and with our jazz band as well. So the kids really like being able to go out and showcase their talents in music. Their concert is coming up on the 11th, by the way, at the Basilica Sunday night at 6.
Oh, wow.
If you've been at the if you're not haven't been at the Basilica for a concert or for music, the acoustics in there are wonderful. It's a great opportunity to come listen to Christmas music. My favorite concert's that one every year,
because
of the environment as well. Our fall play is coming up. That's going to be in 2 weeks, so that's December 2nd through 4th. It's The Play That Goes Wrong. I've read a little over the script earlier. Basically, a quick synopsis of it. It is a school who does not do a play well trying to do a murder mystery. Is the premise of the play. So lots of slapstick types of things. If something can go wrong, it does. You know, I told the kids the good news is, you know, if you forget a line, it's okay.
No one will know.
That's what this play is supposed to be about. But, you know, it's if something can go wrong on stage, it will. It should be great. It's Friday, Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3 that weekend, again, first weekend in December. $5 tickets at the door.
Mm-hmm. And I feel it should be like required viewing before you do a play, like to have them watch a Jerry Lewis movie or something. Get in the spirit of slapstick comedy.
They've been working at it pretty hard the last couple of weeks. So,
well, anything else you want to add to our agenda here?
Yep, just one item. We do have an open house this Sunday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and that's designed for folks who are interested in learning more about Beckman Catholic. So if you have student, you know, we send some information out usually to 5th, 6th grade students, also to 7th and 8th grade students. So if you're interested in knowing more about what we offer, how our school works, getting to know our teachers a little bit on our curriculum and the programming that we provide, we do tours on the half hour starting at 4 o'clock through 7:30. You can contact school for an appointment time. We'll have some student ambassadors lead you and give you an individual tour for about a half hour that night, and we'd love to have folks come over. So again, that's this Sunday night from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
You guys can be busy right up to Christmas day, the way it sounds, almost.
Yep. You get the Thanksgiving break, and then it just kind of everything goes.
Always good to see you, Marcel.
Thank
My best to you and the family and everybody. Happy Thanksgiving
to you.
You
as well. Thank you.
You're going to see his smiling face, and you'll hear this update online at KMCH.com. Sports on the way next.
Today